This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper spoke out against Turkey's military assault on Syrian Kurdish fighters, calling it a mistake. He went on to say Turkey is heading in the wrong direction and is getting closer to Russia.
On any number of issues, we see them spinning closer into Russia's orbit than into the Western orbit. And I think that's unfortunate, and I think we all need to work together to strengthen our partnership with Turkey and make sure they trend back to being the strong, reliable ally, responsible ally that they've been in the past.
Esper says the invasion jeopardizes security gains made in recent years as the U.S.-led coalition and allied Syrian Kurdish forces battle the Islamic State group. His comments are very different from U.S. President Donald Trump's remarks on the situation, which he calls a big success. AP Sagar Magani has more.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow. What a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations, not Washington.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Meanwhile, the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces on Thursday say Turkey and its Syrian rebel allies have launched a large land offensive targeting three villages. They're calling on the United States to intervene immediately to stop the attack. Israeli ex-military chief Benny Gantz has been tasked with forming a coalition government after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's efforts failed. Mr. Gantz now has 28 days in which to form his own coalition. From Washington, this is VOA News.